Chicago, what the heck is happening in your city? Chicago, what is going on in the city of Chicago? Hey, remember when Brandon Johnson said that it was just a large gathering over in Chicago? He said, don't call these teens a mob. Do not say that they're violent. They're just misunderstood. And it's just a large gathering that went haywire. Meanwhile, they were stepping on people's cars, brushing people's windshields, twerking on the top of the cars, letting the whole top cave in on the car, not caring, tearing up buildings, throwing rocks through stuff, disturbing the peace all night long. Mamas don't care where they babies at. Babies is out here walking around with Pampers on. Who knows? He said, but this is just a large gathering. Well, guess what? That term caught on in Chicago. That term caught on in Chicago. Large gathering. Guess what? They're saying that large groups and large gatherings decided to take over the South Loop over the weekend. Check it out.
Now to a breaking news update. A violent night in the South Loop as two teenagers were shot, one of them fatally. A large group flooded the area near Roosevelt and Canal. CBS2's Sharday Gray has the latest details from that chaotic scene.
A homicide investigation is now underway after police found two teens shot in this area. One of those teens died. A neighboring business says last night's shooting has left his employee shaken up.
Enough is enough. We need to do something about it, and somebody needs to do something about it fast.
Fed up of a reoccurring thing we've seen time and time again. Teen takeovers in the South Loop.
It looked like hundreds of teenagers.
Peter Letzos, White Palace Grill's director of operations, says they swiftly took action last night.
We have security guards here every night. We locked the doors for a couple hours and kept everybody out. There's only so much that we could do.
A heavy police presence could be seen around 8 last night near Roosevelt and Canal after a large group of young people gathered in the area.
From the video footage that I've seen, it looked like hundreds of teenagers or young adults were tearing up the streets.
Our cameras were rolling as hundreds of teens filtered the streets. Soon after, it turned violent. At one point, we saw three teens in handcuffs. Part of the group was gathered in the parking lot of BMO Harris Bank when at least one suspect fired shots. Police say a 17-year-old was shot in the chest and neck. He was transported to Stroger Hospital with gunshot wounds to the chest and neck and was pronounced dead. He's been identified as Jeremy Smith. A 15-year-old boy was also transported to Stroger and was listed in fair condition Saturday evening. He was shot in the leg. The shooting happened right across the street from White Palace Grill.
We worry about safety of the employees, number one, safety of our customers, and hopefully the safety of the people of Chicago.
Saturday's gathering was the first major large group incident in the downtown area since July 30th, when hundreds of young people gathered in the same area and looted stores. Mayor Brandon Johnson criticized a reporter for calling the incident as mob action.
But we have to be very careful when we use language to describe certain behavior. There's history in this city. I mean, to refer to children as like baby Al Capones is not appropriate.
Detectives say they recovered a gun at the scene. It's unclear if anyone else was injured or if more suspects have been identified. Reporting in the South Loop, Sharday Gray, CBS.
Mayor Johnson, I don't know if y'all remember that. I could actually go and pull that up if y'all want me to. I didn't plan on pulling it up. But Mayor Johnson criticized and went off and said, listen, I don't know why you want to sit here and say that these is bad. But in reality, this is nothing but a large gathering. That's it. It's nothing but a large gathering. And so the news decided to play into that. And they said, okay, well, this is not a teen takeover. This is not a mob. This is not any of that. This is just a large gathering.
Also at 4:30, Chicago Mayor Brandon.
I'm going to take y'all back to when he first started addressing this. In the exact same spot, nevertheless. This is not new. This is the exact same spot that they've been largely gathering in order to make sure that they take over their whole city with no parental supervision, no police presence, everybody just locking their door. Police is running around chasing everybody because they don't want to get sued. They got to make sure that they cuff them very, very lightly because they don't want to get offend them. And Mayor Brandon Johnson addresses it as a large gathering.
We're not talking about mob actions. I didn't say that. Hold on a second, okay? Respectfully, these large gatherings. These large gatherings, just hold on a second, y'all. I promise you, we have time to talk. It's important that we speak of these dynamics in an appropriate way. This is not to obfuscate what is actually taking place.
This was the...
Now, I remember back then I said, well, I don't really know what obfuscate means. So let me make sure that I understand it. Obfuscate. 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 To render obscure, unclear, or unintelligible. That means that you reporters may not be clear on exactly what type of gathering this is. It's just large. It's not a mob. It's not a takeover. Doesn't matter the fact that another teen lost his life and another one got killed and the police couldn't get any kind of control over what was going on. But it's, I don't want you to obfuscate. Obfuscate. We learned a new word today. Obfuscate. According to the dictionary, according for definitions for Oxford languages, it is it's to render obscure, unclear, or unintelligible. It's to be wildered or to bewilder. It is more likely to obfuscate people than to enlighten them. Now, I don't want y'all to obfuscate of what's going on here. I'm going to enlighten you. This is not a mob takeover, ladies and gentlemen. This is nothing more than a large gathering at the deadly Chicago Loop.
And several teens are now facing charges tonight after a large gathering in Chicago's South Loop.
You see how he's trained the media? Good. Hold on. Can we get a round of applause for Mayor Johnson? I want to replay how she's introduced this into us, okay? I just want to replay it. I want you to help me I want to help you to understand why it's important for us to communicate clearly exactly what this is. The media has been trained by Brandon Johnson in Chicago to address this accordingly. Ma'am, can you please tell us again what this is?
And several teens are now facing charges tonight after a large gathering in Chicago's South Loop.
That gathering ended in violence with one teenager killed and a second hurt in a shooting. The majority of the charges include disorderly and reckless conduct in connection to the gathering. Here's Kate Kogirin with details.
We have to get people to understand and respect life. To take someone's life is something that, you know, it's a major thing, and it's unfortunate that that happened.
Tonight, city leaders are working to find solutions to prevent large violent gatherings that have repeatedly taken place in downtown Chicago.
We definitely need to have necessary enforcement, but we also have to have activities for young people to do in their respective communities so that they don't feel the need to come downtown to do those types of things.
Witnesses say last night.
So let me ask you a question, Alderman, because one of the things he said was, it's the responsibilities of the leaders of the city, A. B, it's important for the city, to make sure that the teens are busy so that they don't have to come downtown and do this. So let me ask you a question, Alderman and Johnson. What could you possibly be giving them in the city specifically, what could you possibly be giving them to do at 12 o'clock at night? Ain't no community center open. All of the migrants got the hotels. We going to get down to Six Flags in Georgia shortly because I heard what's happening down there in Six Flags. We going to get there. What exactly are we supposed to be giving these kids to do at 12 and 1 o'clock in the morning when the police is chasing them all over the place and they walking around with guns? Exactly how should we solve this? Because I think that the culture is trash. I believe that the culture is trash. Listen, I believe that stop and frisk should be a nationwide right of the police to be able to execute and do their jobs. And we should largely remove the police from being sued unless they're proven to be crooked. Nah, your kid get arrested at 1 o'clock in the morning and they get their wrist bent. That's just on your kid. You shouldn't have been out at 1 o'clock in the morning. I was coaching a police officer, and I won't even say the city. They know who I am. Shout out to you, big dog. He said, Anton, I'm ready to retire, bro. He said, I can't believe that I've made it this long being a police officer. I got a few more years. I'm getting up out of here. I said, what's going on? He said, they handcuffed us, bro. He said, we can't even protect the people, and we live amongst them. Our homes is there. We're basically of the community, and we can't even protect our own community because they've legislated the police out of being able to even have a conversation. My point is that they tried to legislate the police officers out of being able to do their job, right? And I believe that we need to start re-enabling the police officers before we have to call in the National Guard. Let me let the alderman continue to say what he has to say.
Need to come downtown to do those types of things.
Witnesses say last night hundreds of young people were seen near Roosevelt and Canal hours before a shooting broke out that killed a 17-year-old and injured another teenager. Adding, police tried to warn businesses of a planned large gathering in the area.
The entire Walgreens parking lot was filled with young people anywhere from late teens to mid-20s. They were traveling around and around the block. The police told us to lock the doors, so we did.
This woman recalling what went through her mind after she heard multiple gunshots fired as she was outside.
I need to get out the way. I need to go ahead and get out the way, get away from all it. But at the same time, it's not like you can get out the way because of how many people that it was.
The medical examiner's office identified the 17-year-old who died as Jeremy Smith. 28th Ward Alderman Jason Irvin now looks ahead to what is needed to help stop this type of violence.
At the same time, I think there are a lot of resources in play that will help people to do that as we go into these summer months, begin to think about more around our anti-violence and also some of our healing initiatives that help people deal with the trauma that they face in life.
That was Kate Kogiran reporting. It's still not known what led up to the shooting. Investigators have one person in custody, but no word on what charges they may be facing. As we mentioned, at least 9 people are facing charges related to the large gathering.
Healing initiatives, ladies and gentlemen. That's what they're trying to get us to pay attention to. Healing initiatives. Healing initiatives. Healing initiatives. And you know, the worst part about this whole thing is that it's not even a summertime yet. Summertime shy is different. Listen, pray for your loved ones. Have a conversation with them. Try to help them to understand that they need to be safe over in Chicago because summertime shy is different. It's a completely different conversation. All right?